Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
But we don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a 6-ring cane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing up, ain't no breaking up, real poor alive from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the 6-ring champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The 6-Ring Kane Show. The 6-Ring Kane Show. The 6-Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the 6-Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
How are you doing?
Oh, man. If we don't have anything to talk about today, then something's wrong with us.
I will, you know, I got to address the elephant in the room, you know. This time it was me.
It was.
We are half an hour late because of me. You know,
wasn't Jazz.
It was not Jazz. It was not DJ. It was not Blue. It was me.
You should have kept your suit on, Vish.
I know. But that would have been a lot better.
I was like looking, I'm sitting there in traffic like a few blocks where I live. It's the city. So I'm like, oh man, I'm just going to be right in there.
That's all right, man. Every once in a while, some of us have to work, right? I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
I mean, Lord knows this doesn't pay the bills.
If there's anything that we do for the love of it, it's definitely this.
It's the business.
Blue, how are you, my friend?
Doing good. Doing good. A little tired.
Yeah.
I was in Orlando back and forth in a day.
Oh, wow. All right.
For a camp. How'd turned out go? Good, but. Long time.
Yeah.
But
4:30 in the morning, get there like 8, and then come back around 9 at night.
Nope, not easy, man. Not easy. But I'm sure to,
once you get home, it feels good that you didn't spend $140 on the hotel. So.
That's true, yeah. Silver lining.
My wife's bitching all the way back. You need to stop somewhere. I'll stop when I get to home.
Yeah, that's dangerous. You got to be careful out there. What's a shout out to Rod D, Fresh, Mel.
Got a couple of co-hosts up in here. Got Melissa,
right. And Mel must not be busy tonight. She was in on everything so far. Must not be a work night.
Melissa, are you skipping out on your shifts? Is that what you're doing over there now? Oh man. Hey, anyways, we got a big one tonight. I mean, listen, a lot of action in the transfer portal for Miami.
A few items.
In and out. And people committing. In and out. We got a lot of stuff going on. So I'm pretty excited about talking about this today, because I think Kings fans should be pretty excited, don't you think, Vish?
Yeah, I mean, I think unequivocally the top wide running back and quarterback in the portal, and probably the top wide receiver as well. Just LLC one.
Yeah.
Check.
Wins.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. Let's not get carried away here. Wins. What is that?
I mean,
what is this win you speak of, Blue?
Yeah, what is this? What letter does that start with? I don't
know. I know, but DJ and I are getting ready to up the ante a little bit this year. When we pick our,
I like it. I like it. You guys were right last year, so I mean,
I still object to that a little bit. They were right in act.
Don't ask us.
Oh, come on now.
If you're gonna tell me you perceived that he was not going to kneel the ball, therefore driving our win total down to where he had picked it.
It's all your fault, DJ and Blue. Excuse me, it's all your fault.
You can't even give us our due, man. I'm telling you.
It's okay. That's why me and Blue are off in our own little corner, and you two are up top here.
We're on the bottom of this Brady Bunch thing here.
if that's the problem, then you know.
We're switching it up for this one. Okay, I like it. I like
this. Let's roll with it. I was just doing it as a joke.
Now we got the Red Sox fans up at the top. All right, I like it. Hey,
they were on national TV last night.
They won. Solid game.
Yeah. I will tell you this. I know it's not. It's more for buckets, but I watched today's streaming practice of the Indiana Fever. She will average 13 to 16 points a game, but she may be the best passer I've ever seen. She's going to open things up for them with the two girls up front. I'm telling you. And they were, because I listened to the post game, and everybody, all they could do is talk about her passing. So that being said to Diana Taurasi, go suck eggs.
Okay. This is not the official. He name dropped buckets at the beginning. That's not the official stance of the Buckets program or its co-hosts.
Disclaimer, but that's all right. I had to get it off my chest.
Taking a shot at my newly purchased Coral Gables Trolley basketball jersey here.
Oh,
and using my own words against me. Really, really unfortunate.
I got to see it. You're going to have to show it to us.
I landed back last night pretty late. Was in a suit and out at work at like 8 a.m. and just got back. So it's still in the suitcase.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Right, you don't have to show it now.
It will make an appearance at some point. You know what? I'll break it out of the F1 show. I will show it to you.
Perfect. Seems like we all had a busy weekend, the Hurricanes included.
Yeah.
We should talk about football instead of this other crap.
We should. But before we go there, by the way, congratulations to Candace Parker on an amazing, amazing, amazing WNBA career. Quite arguably the best to ever do it over there on the women's side. So shout out to her and her retirement. And of course, I think the WNBA is in good hands for the future with some of these big time players that are playing right now. So turning it over to what we apparently were supposed to be here to talk about, and that's the some recruiting and transfer portal news for the Miami Hurricanes. Some big things going on. I don't know if we should start off with like the good stuff, like, you know, the commits that we got, by the way, which was 4. Huge, right? Huge. And we're talking about
what's the number now. How many more do we got to get rid of?
Oh God. Where's CCH when you need him? I don't know, but I'll tell you what, another four jumped out today as well. So four jumped out today, four committed this weekend. You got another two that committed that had jumped out originally in Jakari Brown and Jordan Harrison Hunt. Did I say that right? Jared. I'm sorry. Jared, not Jordan. Jared Harrison Hunt. So we'll get to that also. Let's kind of talk about – screw it. Let's go with the good news, right? Let's go with the big news. As Vish alluded to earlier, the number one running back in the portal, at least in the spring session, the number one wide receiver in the portal in the spring as well, arguably a top two or three linebacker in the portal, and, of course, another big-time cornerback prospect as well. And the reason I say big-time is because of his experience and his chemistry and his knowledge of this defense already, having played for – Lance Guidry at Marshall. Let's start off with him. Let's start off with Dyonnie Hill. We mentioned him last week in the show as well as a possible cornerback to come in and kind of solidify that room, right? It's really Daryl Porter and Damari Brown, and then a couple of other guys like Stafford and some of the new guys that are coming in. But the look, Demetrius Freeney, I guess it's a good segue. Demetrius Freeney into the transfer portal. And so, you know, you've got to be able to fill in those gaps when you see some guys come, you know, leave, transfer out. You bring in a guy like Dyonnie Hill, nice size, nice speed, has a couple of years of eligibility left, knows Chevis Jackson really well, obviously.
Somebody breaking up there or what?
You coach him, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah,
okay. At least.
Chevis Jackson obviously knows him really well. Coach Guidry knows him really well as also. So a lot of experience in this defense. Blue, maybe you can kind of shine a light on Dyonnie Hill a little bit if you know a little bit about him. But I think I'm really excited about this because I know a lot of people are saying he's not going to start over Porter, Damari Brown. I don't think I need him to start over them. I think I need him as a depth piece, as maybe a guy that can play the nickel. Maybe if you want to slide Porter in to you know, maybe it's a matchup situation where you can put Dyonnie Hill outside. I think he's versatile enough to do all of that, Blue.
Yeah, good size kid. 6 foot, somebody that can cover. Obviously, has had a really good career. As you see, it comes in with experience. Track kid, somebody who's certainly knows the state. You know, is from here originally. So, man, I'm excited. I'm excited about him because he comes in there with a lot of knowledge. Had a chance to watch him up in Gainesville when he, I think his junior year in high school, and he was a good-sized kid then. And I'll tell you what, though, the speed is good because he recovers very well, but not that he needs that recovery speed as much now because he's learning a lot more about covering. So, as you said, whether he starts or he's a backup, he's on the team and certainly adds a lot of experience to this program.
I agree. DJ, what are your thoughts on Dyonnie Hill? He obviously played up at Marshall, but, you know, this is a kid that can come in and really be a key piece in that defense for Coach Guidry.
Absolutely. 55 tackles, 10 pass deflections last year. You guys touched on his versatility a little bit, and that versatility is extremely important when you kind of see how the game of football in general is catered to the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, when you have a guy that can come down and make a tackle as well as cover, that also allows you to, you don't have to, but you can, you know, kind of play a positionless defense, and, you know, players aren't necessarily pigeonholed to one position. They can move around a little bit and, you know, use their athleticism in multiple ways. So that kind of, you know, his ability to come down and make a play as well as, you know, offer his skills and pass coverage really gives Miami a dynamic playmaker. And, you know, you guys said depth piece, and this is an extremely solid depth piece because, you know, you can look at the depth chart right now and everybody's healthy and say, oh, we don't need a corner. Oh, why are we getting a depth, you know, this guy here and that guy there? But it always seems to happen to a lot of programs when September rolls around the third week of the season and the injuries start to stack up. Then that's when you need these type of guys. And so I think this was a great commit all around.
You mentioned depth piece, right? And I think it's important to kind of talk about that a little bit before we get into the next guy. And I'm going to throw it at you, Vish. But look, the problem is a lot of people say, well, how are you going to develop depth if you have guys coming in and out constantly, right? Portal guys leaving, portal guys coming in. You know, freshman doesn't get enough playing time. God forbid he's going to leave and go somewhere else where he's going to get playing time right away, whether it's Sister Mary of the Blind University or a Power 4 now. By the way, it's being called a P4 now. So, or a P4 school. It's just crazy, right? There's so much turnover. And so how do you maintain depth? How do you gain depth? Well, you got to be able to recruit well, obviously. You've got to be able to understand, you know, as a player, you got to know, okay, I'm going to come into this situation and know that I'm going to get playing time. I understand the defense. You can't just go in and say, well, I'm just going to, you know, I want to play somewhere else. And you may end up going somewhere where you're not happy anyways. And so, Blue, you mentioned this a lot also when it comes to the transfer portal, guys. Know what the hell you're doing before you go into the transfer portal, because so many people get lost in there. It's like a black hole. It's crazy.
Especially,
right?
If you still have a scholarship.
Right. Especially
why if you're running tell away?
You why exactly. Why you leaving?
As a parent, I would choke you.
You know, sometimes it's worth not playing all 4 years a lot, right? Because you're not repped out where, you know, pro scouts are going to tell you, well, you know, I mean, for a running back, let's say, I mean, look how many carries this guy's got. 200 carries this season, 200 this season. I mean, it wears you out, right? Now you're talking about durability at the next level. It's important to understand to balance it out. So with that being said, I know a lot of people are really happy about the linebacker position now because of how well they've done in the spring. You got West stepping up. You've got obviously Kiko's nursing an injury, but Popo's stepping up. Everybody loves Cam Pruitt, what he did in the spring. Pulliam, Chase Smith is healthy again. You got the Washington brother. You got a lot of pieces there. And now people are starting to say, well, this might be a position of strength. You still go out and you get Jalen Alderman, who's obviously a standout linebacker, you know, had a good season at Louisville, probably was going to start, I would assume, in Louisville. Again, who knows? But, you know, a really, really big piece over there of that defense, played really well against us. I saw the tape. He's a guy that can go, you know, side to side, right? Sideline to sideline. He's a quick guy. He's versatile. He can play inside. He can play outside. This adds talk about depth, Vish. This adds obviously a depth piece to that linebacker position, but also a position, a player where he can come in and beat someone out and maybe be that guy, you know, that third linebacker next to Kiko and Wes. Although I know Popo and Pulliam and all these guys are going to have something to say about that. Either way, this is big time depth for a position where now you can be completely stacked at.
Yeah, we're like in a weird time with the transferring, because people want players to come in without players going out, which just isn't going to happen. But then they're so infatuated with their own players from like high school that they're like, oh no, this guy's going to go take someone's spots. Good. Like, we need that competition. And there isn't a single position on this team, maybe place kicker, where there wasn't a time last year where, like, we could upgrade that position. Where you're like, oh, we're set. That's like one of the top five players in college football at that position. There was always
maybe a slot position.
Yeah, potentially. But even then, you could probably, I mean, even then we were getting Brashard a lot of touches there as well to add something that X didn't have, right? And you know, I think it was reflected in the draft. The guys that we thought, these are our main guys, these guys are great, look at what happened. So yeah, I welcome him coming in. And no, Cam Kitchens is an All-American in college. He's a third round pick. We didn't see another Cam go for a long time. These are starters. These are guys that we relied on that we're thinking.
I mean, we thought Savion Cohen was going to go early too.
Yeah,
and Matt Lee.
Don't even talk about that. Look at Leonard Taylor. Three kickers went before him.
Ridiculous. Yeah. But I think that's also, look, we can certainly argue that, you know, taking a kicker is probably a dumb move, just to be honest, right? They get the yips. You have to cut them. Like, it's not, you know, there's very few that you're like, oh, want to keep this guy, but you know, it's a reflection on what the talent was versus what we thought it was, right? Because these are guys we thought, that guy's a bang on starter, that guy's locked in. Like, if you're locked in starter, and certainly all these guys we're talking about, if they'd come back, would have started, But if you're like locked in starters, were seventh round picks, undrafted free agents, you needed a huge talent upgrade. And you know, linebackers are another one. Like, if we love Kiko, he hit the ground running last year, was by far our best linebacker. Where would he get drafted right now? He came back for a reason. Like, we need competition. If you want to actually compete at the next level and take that next step, it's exactly the move you did. You go to a conference rival, even not, you know, using the term rival loosely, but conference opponent, you steal their linebacker, you steal one of their starters, and now he's going to have to win a spot here because maybe you have the guys you have are better. That is the depth you need to build in. So we're getting there, right? And that this is part of the process. And on the whole thing with, you know, people, as Blue said, Blue's been harping on this. You know, there's a math problem with these kids in the portal, because you know, most teams out of high school are taking their 25 kids that they're allowed to. And if you multiply 25 times 4, that's 100. Yep. So people are getting exited out of these programs, and there's not room for more to come in because the freshmen are taking 25 spots. So before you head into that portal, do a little math there and say, like, am I actually going to find a landing spot? Because there are more kids going to the portal than available scholarships, period. And that's actually why you're seeing the high-value players. You know, this is somewhat late in the process, right? Commit now, because they know they'll – the players we're talking about bringing in, and I know we've touched on a couple of them. There's more to talk about because we had a great weekend. These are kids that would have no issue finding a spot anywhere. So, you know, they're fine doing this. But when you look at them, when you go beyond that, like, no, some of these kids are just going to enter the portal and give up their scholarship and end up not getting picked up because the math doesn't work. And that's the reality. Until they increase the scholarship limit to 100. You're not going to be able to take all these kids in. So the Canes are doing exactly what they need to do. And we haven't really gotten into the kids leaving. That'll probably be the next conversation after we talk about the kids coming in. But the kids leaving is necessary too.
Yep, absolutely.
Someone's got to go out to get people in. So yep. This is part of the program accelerating and moving forward and, you know, taking steps up the ladder. And if I always use this analogy, it's like, more. I always use this analogy. It's like Moneyball when they're analyzing players, and Brad Pitt asks, if he's a good hitter, why can't he hit? And I feel like if we're that good, why are we winning 6 and 7 games? Like, there needs to be turnover, and there needs to be status quo has gotten us where we are. We got to shake it up. Like, we should want these changes. And I know it's uncomfortable because we, you know, they're humans involved, right? Like, these are kids, and they came here, and we had high hopes for them, and they're not all going to live up to it. But if you want the football program to be competitive on a national level, this is the type of thing that's going to happen. And, Jazz, you brought up, like, okay, like, there is an issue in terms of building chemistry. Now you do that. As Blue kept calling, it's the NFL now.
Yeah.
You know, they're not keeping the same 53 guys every year. They're turning their roster over significantly because of salary cap reasons. They make it work. It's going to put a premium on you know, utilizing your coaching time, right? And we'll see what we can do with that.
Or you can be like Cam McCormick and just be a veteran, you know, a veteran.
That's an understatement, veteran.
I still cannot believe he's back. And not no knock on him. It's just that we have a lot of depth at that position.
I mean, we should have brought Scott Patchen back while we were at it, right?
Yeah, right. Jeez. My guys who are in medical school, didn't I graduate with that guy? I will tell you, can I add, the Alderman kid, he was originally recruited by Nicholson, and he knew him really, really well.
That's right.
And he's a good size kid. And the only thing is like KJ Cloyd, they run a different defense now than they recruited those guys for. That's probably why, you know, they saw the handwriting on the wall, I would think. But I'll tell you what, this kid, you look back, as you said, he had a great game last year, but he's really instinctive. And when you have a coach that's recruited you and believing in you enough, because I'm sure they were at that round table and popping in film, and I'm sure that Nicholson said, hey, coach, you know, we got to get this kid. The kid's got a motor. Kid could play. He could help us immediately. We won't have to sit around and watch. You know, he doesn't have to learn a lot. You know, he knows the scheme. He knows my coaching. And I think when you come down to it in the portal, as we'll talk about Brown as well, when you know these kids and you know what they're capable of, and you know how much they could fit into what you have. It's seems like a no brainer to me. You know, I mean, it's just, that's why all those guys who were here when Lashley was here are following him to SMU, because he probably knows a lot about these kids character wise, Scott, you know, the limit, the ceiling on these kids. So a lot has to be said for it. And as we talked with Hill, I mean, obviously he's really familiar with the system Miami runs defensively. So that's what you need to do. Now, if these guys were all in here in early January before spring, then you go, okay, well, they may be projects. But now you can't afford to take a project. You got to take somebody that's going to sting right now. I mean, they got to go right in come August. And you know what? I mean, there's, like you said, running back position, receiver position, linebacker position. Listen,
got to go all in.
They're all in. I mean, there's nothing you got to do to fine tune. These guys are ready to play. They're ready to play. They're showing they can play at the level, at this level. And that's the only thing you can take at this time. You just can't start taking guys that, especially now, after spring. Before spring, okay, I understand, because then you could interject a lot of stuff. Sure. College, the coaches could spend some time. But now, you know, when they sign, they'll get on campus, take, you know, some classes during the summer, just being around the, you know, learning terminology. That's probably that and maybe a few other things. But the rest of it's football. And, you know, that's what they signed up for in the beginning. And, yeah, I mean, that's the only thing. And, you know, Jazz, playing baseball, when you play for a new manager, I mean, you know, once everything's settled down, signals are signals, you know, positions, positions, hit and runs, everything like that. It's just some people use different terminology, and that's all you're going to have to worry about here is just getting acclimated. And I'm sure that won't take, you know, take long. And
The size might be different, but everything is the same. It doesn't matter.
It's football.
Right?
It's
the name thing might be different. Someone might say Eagle. Someone might say Falcon.
Exactly.
It's all the same thing.
Or maybe where you line up, or the guy you used to line up to on the right side is not him anymore. And you'll get adjusted, because over time, especially you play in the middle, or even if you're a running back, with the Heat winning.
No, 3-1 Florida.
Don't look at the Heat score.
I'm not even looking at them. No way. So it's a disgrace. Anyways,
Boston should be ashamed for not sweeping them. So
yeah, no kidding.
When you're down two of your best players. But getting back to that, especially running back position, when you get an opportunity once you understand where the blocking schemes, and I'm sure a lot of the blocking schemes are going to be the same. You know, it's just because you're, especially from your offensive coordinator. If he was the offensive coordinator of Houston, he kind of knows, he's calling some shots. This isn't the last regime. Your OC and your offensive line coach get together a lot, and they talk about different things. It's not like the last offensive coordinator buried himself in a room and never talked to anybody. Right. Miscommunication or no communication in anything in life is detrimental to what you're doing.
Before we move forward, I just saw that Hayes Fawcett just tweeted out that 2025 interior lineman by the name of Sandman Thompson decommitted from Oregon. I mean, what a name. He's from Melbourne. He's a local guy. So, Blue, you probably know who Sandman is. But, I mean, come on. An offensive lineman named Sandman? Come on, man. Get that guy here. What are we doing?
He also played defense in high school, and he used to put people to sleep, and that's why they used to call him Sandman.
Wow. That guy needs to come play here. Jesus Christ. Okay, anyway.
Well, he was a teammate of what's his name, the DB we got that hasn't played a lot yet, but he will.
Which one, Stafford, Robert Stafford?
Yeah, Stafford, Robert Stafford.
Well, he's probably looking to get some playing time this year.
He needs to. He's just
very talented. Yeah, he's too
athletic. He's so athletic, and that's – I mean, the guy probably has the best vert on the team.
Yep.
You know, he's just basketball kid. That's where I first saw him, by the way. That's playing basketball, and I said, damn. Yeah, but then they say, he's a DB wide receiver. He mops up after the practice. He does everything. Serves hamburgers on the side.
Good for him. All right. Moving on because I want to get everybody in here because this is a big one. This is a big one because this is not only a depth piece, but this is a guy that's going to come potentially take someone else's spot. I can see it happening. I think it's going to happen. And this is a guy that's going to come in, has experience in this offense as well, knows this offensive coordinator very well, loves the quarterback. And now you've got another piece to what was already a hell of a wide receiver core. Now you're bringing a guy like Sam Brown from Houston, who I think he's going to come in and he's going to take someone's spot. I don't know who yet, but I think he's going to come in and take someone's spot. He's that talented. He understands the offense. You're bringing in some Shannon Dawson guys. Now, Shannon Dawson's getting his guys. He loves Cam Ward.
Nothing wrong with that.
He was throwing, he was playing catch with Cam Ward a couple weeks ago, and that's how he got the visit here. And he entered the transfer portal, and he decided to come down. He's here because of Cam Ward.
Yeah.
And obviously the other familiarity with the offense helps as well. But this is a guy that's going to come in, and he is going to put on a show. He reminds me of that KJ Osborne mold.
Nothing wrong with that.
Guy. And we all know what KJ did here that one year when he transferred from Buffalo.
Miami went a million years without getting kids from Georgia. Now that's all they're doing.
This is the kid. Sam Brown is the kid.
Yeah.
Blue, talk to me a little bit about – I'm excited about Sam Brown coming in.
6'2", 200 pounds, makes great adjustments, got great bursts, runs tremendous patterns. And you kind of made me laugh when you say he's going to take somebody's spot. Who has that position? I mean, we don't have that guy, really. He comes in and he's equal with everybody else, and he'll jet, just like you said, with Rambo and Osborne.
And he's probably faster than those guys. He's a 4.4
No,
guy.
I'm saying, but they came in
right
and asserted themselves.
Yeah.
So this dude's going to catch along with Restrepo. You see, Restrepo should be picking this dude up at the airport because, now he'll be able to run single safety, and that's it. He'll get chipped by a linebacker. Now he's got a safety, and he'll run by him. He's not going to get any corner help. He's not going to – because they have to pay attention to somebody like this. No, he's a dude. That was a good comparison as far as size and the way he adjusts the balls and the way he runs. Sam Brown's no relation to who?
I don't know. To her.
Oh,
last name's
Brown.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Wow.
Come on. Get it. You know,
it's a bit.
I'm going to shout out next week, Melissa, for knowing your last name.
It's a bit we do on Buckets. Anytime there's a Brown, it's a no relation.
Brown, no relation.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Okay. But anyway, so he.
It definitely is. That is a true statement.
Yeah. So he's the dude. Vish, I think that this is the type of guy that, that comes in, and he's not going to be timid. And he's going to go out there, and he'll catch the long ball. He'll stretch that dang defense out and open up the running game. Yeah, you got to get a dude like this. And the rest of the guys will learn from just watching him. Yeah. I mean, listen, this is a win-win all the way around. And for all those people, say, he's going to take his place. He's going to take – who cares? They won 7 freaking games last year.
I agree.
7-5 technically, but 7-6 if you want to add.
That's 7-6. That counts.
The debacle, yeah.
You went in there and lost the record.
Yeah, but for record purposes for these two guys over here.
Here.
All right? It's 7-5, Vish. Right?
It was 7-5 because, what? Next year, Danny, we're going to add the damn bowl game in just to make Vish happy. All right.
If that's all it takes to make Vish happy, I would have done that already, but
all I'm saying is you only were correct because we didn't kneel the ball, and I don't think you foresaw that. That's all I'm saying.
We foresaw the highs and lows is what we foresaw, and that was a low.
That was a big time low.
That was otherworldly, is what that was.
Oh man, that's funny. DJ, I want to get your take on Sam Brown, man. What do you think about the kid?
Sam Brown is absolutely electric. He's, a big time, playmaking weapon just to add to the offense. I mean, as if you don't have enough playmaking weapons. I believe he had 20 missed tackles after the catch, which tied him 8th in FBS in that category. He's, a weapon that's familiar with Cam Ward, and he's a weapon that's familiar with Shannon Dawson. And, You know, I always like to say, you do whatever it takes to help your quarterback succeed. Not that Cam Ward needs a ton of help succeeding, but it's always good when you, you know, put your quarterback in a position to succeed. And what does Miami do? Gets him a receiver that he's familiar with. He's already, you know, he's already been working with, obviously, the guys on the current roster. And it's just another weapon for Cam Ward to have. And, I mean, Brown is absolutely electric, and I can't wait to see him suit up. And I think he could definitely make some noise in that wide receiver room. And that's not an easy thing to say with how many talented players there are at the position.
100 catches, man. That speaks volumes.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I could find my mouse.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric Smart Color Changing Light Bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting Smart Home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
There it is. Jesus Christ, I always have this issue. Vish, your take on now it's a, you know, wide receiver. He's potentially wide receiver one. He has the talent to be that Ramble, KJ Osborne type of guy, maybe even better than them, right? He's that talented. Are you excited about bringing in Sam Brown?
Yeah, and I think the one thing that, because we do have some talented players at that position, but I think the consistency and the output he's shown, it's, you know, the only one that we have on the team that you can really trust is Restrepo.
Right.
Everyone else has had incidents or instances of like what is going on with that guy in this game.
True.
And so Sam Brown is going to bring that, in addition to the top end talent, is going to bring that consistency. He's reliable, and that is a quarterback's bet. You know, first it was TVD just throws Restrepo, and then it's like, oh, all the other quarterbacks are doing the same thing. It's because the only guy they can rely on.
Yep.
He's going to be in the right place. You trust him to catch the ball when you get to him. That's why they all did that. First, we thought it was a TBD problem. Then when the backups were doing the same thing, it's going to throw him in. It's the only guy getting open, and he's in the right place. Everyone else is, like, running the wrong routes or, you know, not giving effort on every play. And so, you know, having a guy with Sam Brown's talent that also has proven he'll do that, you know, right. you learn a lot more about these receivers in the plays where they're not supposed to get the ball than when they're supposed to. And, you know, he's going to bring that consistency. And it's going to force, you know, as you say, might be wide receiver one. He's certainly a starter, right? It's gonna, given that we go three wide, him and X are going to start for sure.
Right.
But he's going to elevate the quality of the wide receiver room in general. Like, if you're going to try and get reps now, you're going to have to do more. You have to keep up with him. Like, a lot of this is just, you know, you get embarrassed in practice not giving effort when, like, there's someone out there that's clearly not just more talented than you, but trying harder. And so you bring that work ethic with you. It does elevate the overall room. So again, these guys we're bringing in, these are starters, high caliber, proven players that are going to force everyone else to be better to even get reps in games. So this is exactly what you want if you want to. If you want to elevate your program, these are the things you need to do. And yeah, like, it's putting pieces around, you know, Cam Ward's only here for a year. It's putting pieces around him to really exploit that as much as possible. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if all you got was Cam Ward, I think we're all really high on him. He was the best QB in the portal, like we said. That'll get you, certainly, in relation to what we were doing with quarterback last year with TBD, that'll get you more. But, like, it would be a shame if you got someone of that caliber, didn't bring these weapons around him. And sure, you win 9 games instead of 7. Right?
Right.
And then he's gone.
Right.
It's another reset, right? If you're gonna bring in that, you want to bring the pieces around to elevate beyond that. And I mean, you look around this conference, like, they're building, you know, a roster to compete to win the ACC, not just to, you know, win a couple more games. And that's the difference. That's what happened over this weekend. That was taking that next step of seriously competing to win the conference.
I mean, look, we keep saying it. We keep saying it all today, tonight. Mario's all in. This is the year that he finally decided, I'm going to go all in. He's got the right pieces, as you mentioned, right? Cam Ward obviously was the biggest one. Yes, 4-1, by the way. Rodriguez scored, if I'm not mistaken. He's got the best number in the world. But anyways, I digress. yeah, look, it's starting to look more like this team – is all in, so they need to be where they need to be all in, if you know what I mean. This has to be a playoff team. It has to be a top 12 team because of everything that they are doing. Now, there's still a couple more pieces that I think he's looking at out there, but before we even get to that, let's talk about the prize possession this weekend, because we all know that the running back room is a little wishy-washy right now. You've got two quick guys in Hellcat, Wheatley Humphrey, and Chris Johnson. You've got A.J. Allen, who's hurt. You had 3 guys transfer out. Mark Fletcher is hurt. This is what this tells me. Aside from the fact that Damian Martinez is an absolute stud, you know, and he definitely was the number one running back in the portal this time around, and he could have potentially have been had he gone out in the portal earlier. So we're talking about a guy that's going to come in. This is, to me, this is Miami's starting running back. This tells me Mark Fletcher is not going to be ready for a while. This tells me his injury is serious. This means that it's A.J. Allen and it's Damian Martinez and A.J. Allen show. And then obviously you bring in Jordan Lyle in the summer. So I think he's going to have something to say about getting some playing time as well.
Chris Johnson.
Yeah, Chris Johnson, Wheatley Humphrey, those guys are going to have something to say. But if you ask me about an all-around back, a guy that's going to be able to go in and get the majority of the carries – and really be able to put this team on its back and break the will. Did they score again? Jesus, they scored again. 5-1. Unbelievable. Game over.
I can speak about him.
About Damian Martinez?
Yeah, I can speak.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about him. Yeah.
Kid's a stud. Watched him against Denton Guyer in his senior year. He's a Louisville, Texas kid. I mean, and that's just northwest of Dallas. Really good football. Coppell, Texas. You got all those Southlake Carroll. And he played a really, really good schedule. I thought out of school he was going A&M. A lot of people kind of looked in that direction. But things changed and jumped into a situation where – over a couple of years, he had well over 2,000 yards. He knows where the end zone is. He's really quick. He gets you the hole. He's powerful, great legs, doesn't go down on the first hit. As my buddy would say, he's not light in the ass. So he's not gonna go down on the first hit. I'll tell you, DJ, I mean, this is a kid that if he gets into the opening, you know, if he gets in that secondary, he's gone. He's gone. He's got that type of burst. And he's not, you know, he's – not a real huge guy stature wise from side height, but that's good because he'll come out of that offensive line and, you know, who's pretty good size, and he'll go right through maybe off left tackle. And by the time you adjust and you get a block from the tight end on the linebacker, who's gonna get him? Yeah. And that's perfect. And remember, with Miami's offensive weapons, you're not going to be able to crowd that box this year. You're just not. Not with a quarterback like that. And that was the mantra against, you know, this team last year. Yeah, no quarterback was mobile enough to put to back your linebackers up or even back your safeties up and not them be on their heels and, you know, I mean, or on the balls of their feet ready to move up. You know, I mean, because I could give you a billion different instances where there was 10 guys and one walking up, you know, into the box on plays. And I'm thinking, oh, there's no way that could happen this year.
Yep.
Not with a quarterback like Ward.
I agree.
You know, and now his relationship, you know, with Restrepo is going to be just probably ultra important because of that fact. And I'm sure he and Dawson are spending a lot of time learning checkoffs because they're going to have to check off at the line of scrimmage because, like last year, you didn't have a quarterback that was capable of doing that. There was a one-trick pony. This year, not so much. And, this is adding him, adding Brown, having some of the, you know, I'm not going to give up on the kids that Miami has and had really good springs and you know, made some good major strides. Just got to get Jacoby George off his ass a little bit more and get him motivated. And this will get him motivated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, having a guy like Brown.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about because I know Omega 21 wrote here, disagree with you about Brown automatically starting. I don't think anybody did say that he was going to automatically start. I said that he's going to come in and potentially take someone's spot. He's that good. If not, he could be the best wide receiver on this team with how talented he is.
But it's funny that you say Horton will not lay down. What was Horton? Has he ever
played? Where has he been?
Game? He wasn't like he's caught 85 balls last year. He's emerging just like everybody else. You got to give the nod to Brown only because of his experience and he's a proven commodity. It's up to guys like Horton. It's up to those other guys to make things change otherwise. But to throw up, Horton's going to have something to say to him. What did Horton do last year?
So when we say this guy's going to come in and start, it doesn't mean they're – like, I know you said hopefully he makes him compete. Of course he's going to compete for it, and then he's going to win it because he's a better football player. Cam Ward is also competing for the quarterback spot.
Yeah, I see that.
But, he's going to win it because he's way better than the other guys.
He won it the first day of spring practice, I think.
Yeah, no, but, I mean, that's the reality. Like, there's not a position that's just handed to anyone. But like,
No.
But so when you say compete, like when Omega's saying compete for the job, like Brown will compete for it, and he's going to win it going away. He's a better football player.
Yeah,
and that's not a knock. That's not a knock.
No, it's not. Brown is excellent. Yeah.
If you see Horton in the spring game, he looks the part. He's 6'4", 220. He's a big kid.
No doubt.
I think he's taking a leap forward, and I think he might be the other guy. It might be Jacoby as the odd man.
Jacoby has the athletic ability.
He does. Now he has a little bit of the numbers.
Yeah, he has, and he's played quite a bit. And
Horton started to play a little bit more towards the end of the year.
Yeah, and he's looking good.
But again, he's going to get his chance in practice like everyone else.
No doubt.
I think there's very little chance he beats Brown out for that spot.
Right. Yeah.
That's just the reality of it. Not because he's not going to get a chance to.
But he's only going to get better because he's going to compete against.
Right. And that's what we were talking about in terms of got to upgrade the competition in the room if you're going to get better.
That's how you win.
That's it.
That's how Alabama and Georgia and those schools like that graduate 14, and then they got dudes the same caliber coming up again. And that's what Miami needs to get to. They got to get to that point where they lose a kid, but then they got another one. And, again, get that roster out from 2022 and compare it now, and you just shake your head. Oh, my gosh. What an upgrade. And there's still room. There's still room to upgrade even more. I think next year at this time – you know, because like I said, all Miami has to do is keep winning. Go to a bowl game, keep winning, and this recruiting success will continue. Because if Miami's winning, no one's going to bail out on this. And, sure, every year the face of the roster is going to change, especially in this era. you know, with the portal and NIL, it's going to always change. Everybody's going to change, you know. I mean, Alabama had 15 different guys, and Georgia had 12 new kids. So it's going to change. Ladd McConkey, that was a good pick. I like that pick. That kid's a pretty good receiver.
I think he's going to be a stud. Yeah, I think he's going to be a stud.
Yeah, I was just thinking of the draft. Where did I didn't even see because I was driving. Did Matt Lee ever go anywhere?
Yeah, in the sixth round Bengals. To Cincinnati.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a good spot for him.
Too. Yeah, the two James Williams did go in the seventh. Jaden Davis went higher than we all thought he would go.
I know.
NFL.com's website, you didn't have a profile. And
the big disappointment
create
was Taylor,
a fake like a line. The Leonard Taylor and Javion Cohen not getting
that's crazy
drafted is surprising. Yes. I mean, we can talk about like the
no, I know, I but
the
I'm
decision
just
and whether or not they should have gone pro. But I think we all expect them to get drafted. Yeah.
Very weird.
Yeah, no, hard to explain how, as you said, there was a run on kickers. I want to say in the. Must have pointed out there was a punter that went high. There were three kickers, I want to say, drafted in the fifth round or something.
Yeah, they had three
kickers. It's hard to imagine that's more valuable than Javion Cohen. I just don't see it. Don't see it. So we'll see.
Shout
I mean,
out to the guys that got drafted. Yeah, you know,
and the undrafted guys as well. You know, they're going to get to camp. They get a chance.
I think some of them will have a chance to make a team.
I mean, it's
for
the
sure.
same thing we were talking about here. They're going to get reps. They got to earn it.
Yeah, that's it. Some of the other guys that I know, Miami is still looking to potentially add to this class. Tyler Barron, big time defensive end, an edge rusher from Tennessee. He was at another school before Tennessee, but he had Ole Miss. Maybe I don't remember where. Maybe someone in the chat could tell me where he was. But he's in the same situation as a guy that we'll mention now from the state of Tennessee. Another kid is a Barrow kid. Is it Simeon Barrow Blue, the kid from Michigan State?
Yeah, Simeon Barrow.
Simeon Barrow. I know Derek Harmon has apparently announced that he will not be visiting, but Barrow will be visiting. He's the other defensive tackle on that Michigan State team that's very good. He's a standout defensive tackle. So that's a big time guy. And I think Elijah Badger is still in play as a wide receiver. And maybe some other guys. Right. We saw some other guys into the transfer portal today as well from some other teams. Miami may still be looking to add some guys in the safety room as well. As we all saw, look at this transition. Boom. Let's go. The biggest news, I think, it's not surprising anymore. But a little bit surprising, Savion Riley has entered the transfer portal again after committing and transferring over here in
a couple
the
days.
You know, yeah, he was here for a cup of coffee, transfer from Vanderbilt. You know, I think Mel posted in the chat earlier that he, you know, potentially got beat out by Jaden Harris or Mish Powell or one of the other guys at safety. Look,
yeah,
this is what the game is now, man. It's and I think Mario's is putting together a team that's going to compete out there. And they're going to beat each other up. And this is what's happening right now at that safety position, which, you know, it's exciting to see that these guys are really performing the way they are. You know, but that kind of says a lot to me about a guy like Ike Taylor. Okay. It says to me a lot about, you know, Markeith Williams stepping up to play well, Jaden Harris. Obviously, we thought he could come in and really be a really good player this year. Mish Powell, obviously a transfer from Washington, who started in the national championship game. But it's still surprising to see because Savion Riley was a guy that was progressing really nicely, doing really well. You know, sometimes it's a crowded room, and competition is not what you want. You want to play your final year. You want to be able to go out there and get significant playing time, put it all on tape.
Yeah.
However, are any of you surprised at Savion Riley did re-enter the transfer portal? We'll start with you, Vish.
No, not surprised. I mean, surprised from the standpoint of if you asked me, and we knew a bunch of kids were going to leave. And if you asked me to name, you know, candidates, I don't know that I necessarily would have included him. But that's just because, you know, as you said, he arrived, went through spring, and then left. But this happened last year. I'm spacing on the name. The guy from Iowa, the kid from Iowa that we had, and also did the same thing last year.
Oh yeah, the corner.
Yeah, I'm forgetting his name, but
Roberts. Nick Roberts or something like that.
Yeah, Nick Roberts.
Yeah,
not to be confused with the Canes relief pitcher, Nick Robert. boy, that's a whole other show tomorrow. Yikes.
I don't know if I want to do that show. Jesus Christ.
we will be doing Canes on Deck tomorrow and trying to. 17-1
Mercy. It hasn't been a good baseball year in South Florida. Whew. That's for me, I'm sure.
Right, the Marlins are the worst team. But anyway, back to what we were talking about. So I think, again, this is just the new normal. You're going to see more of this kind of thing where, you know, they come in because they think something is not what it ends up being. And unlike, and whether or not this is good or bad, they now have the freedom to just leave.
Yeah.
Well, this is the new era we're in.
So when they end up in a place where they're like, oh, this is not what I wanted, I'm not happy here, they can just leave. Whereas in the past, they'd be like, well, I'm stuck here anyway. Let me make the best of it, tough it out. They don't have to do that anymore. I think it's going to become more common as well as you know, guys
all over college football.
Yeah, come in for spring and they're like down the depth chart, as you said, Jazz. There's a lot of depth at that position, and or just like, hey. You know, I was talking to Terry Roberts. That was a good
one. Terry Roberts.
Yeah. Nick Roberts, okay. Yeah. Nick Robert is the Kings closer, sort of, although Walters closed on Friday. But anyway, six out safer. Good job. And then the rest of the weekend we don't talk about. I think you're just going to see more of this because they're going to go through, you know, it's all like an abbreviated version of what happens when they come in from high school, right? Because it just happens in a compressed window. They immediately transfer. They come to campus. They go through a practice, and then it's no different than a freshman doing. It's just that freshmen show up in the summer and they're stuck with you for the year, and then they enter the portal.
Real talk.
A solo Arrested Development, the TV show meme. I made a terrible mistake. Except they can just leave. So that's what they do. I mean, when they show up, they can just leave. They do it, and we're gonna see more of this. And you know what? A lot of this is probably mutual. The coaches are kind of like, you know, we made a mistake.
Yeah, of course. These guys are being evaluated. Yeah. These guys are being told, you know, this is what it's going to look like. And I don't expect Mario to not, you know, to sugarcoat things. He's going to be very transparent about the stuff. So I can see it happen, you know, where he said, hey, look, you might not get the playing time you need here or deserve, you know, might want to go check it out somewhere else. And he's going to, you know, he's going to help. He's going to help do that. So. I like it. I'm okay with it. I think it is what it is, you know, and we just got to keep moving forward. And like I said, you know, adding Dione Hill is a big time thing there for us, for the Hurricanes to bring him in. I'm sure they're going to look at another safety prospect, a guy that can maybe be versatile enough to play both, maybe kind of like that star position / safety. So, you know, we got to move forward with that. Jonathan Dennis, and we won't spend much time on this guy, obviously. Came here from Oregon with Mario, played a little bit of center, had some issues with injuries, wasn't great, you know, but then got hurt and maybe had an opportunity to develop a little bit, but he got hurt. So Jonathan Dennis enters the transfer portal. Demetrius Freeney came from JUCO last year, was a highly touted guy coming in from JUCO, cornerback out of California. He played JUCO in California and came in, really didn't kind of put his name in the hat in the ring, excuse me, naming the ring for, or in the hat, I guess you could say, naming the hat for an opportunity to get some playing time last year. He's transferring out as well. And then Chris Washington, an offensive lineman that came in a couple years ago to a three-star offensive lineman who came in. He's entering his name in the transfer portal as well. So a lot of movement in the transfer portal there with those guys. Those guys, I don't think they surprise any of us. As far as them making the move, Freeney was a kid. He had that pick six against Judd Anderson in the spring game, but, you know, it's against Judd Anderson. So, and I think that he felt, hey, look, I've progressed. I've developed nicely. Maybe I can go somewhere else and get an opportunity. Good for him. I wish him the best. I wish all these guys the best. You know, maybe a guy like Chris Washington will end up at an FCS school or something like that. Same thing with Jonathan Dennis, Savion Riley may end up at a
– Jonathan just said go to FIU. It's right there.
Yeah, exactly. God knows they need him. You know, they need guys like that. Yeah, he's a South Dade kid, right? So standout kid coming out of South Dade. Just didn't kind of develop into what we
– And we saw when I went to that scrimmage that day, and I told you that he was over there and with the rest of the guys hurt. And
you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference in body and size and everything.
Nice dude and everything, but – That ain't paying the NIL freight.
Ain't that the truth? But the two out of the transfer portal that I really wanted to talk about was, first of all, let's talk about Jared Harrison Hunt, who, you know, FSU was like, oh, my God, we're going to get Jared Harrison Hunt. He didn't get enough credit at UM, blah, 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 blah. That would be a great addition to our room. Hey, he committed to SMU, guys. Good job.
Familiarity.
That's what it's all about. Good prospect. I mean, he's a guy that started a lot last year and the last couple of years.
Oh, he's going to play.
Very inconsistent. You know, his motor ran hot and cold a lot. And so consistency was, I think, the key there. But look, 6 foot, what, 6 foot three, 6 foot four, 285, 290.
He's a bit of a tweener. And I think that's what kind of prevented him from really like hitting another level here, because you're not sure where they're playing it.
But it's not funny, really. I thought he was going to start, right?
I think that was a reflection on how weak we felt that position was.
That's where the team was, Vish, at that time.
Yeah.
I like that anymore.
Yeah, but he's kind of not really big enough to play tackle, not quick enough to play on the end. And so he kind of played both, which is why he was valuable. But, you know, once you like,
and he had some spurts where he looked really
good. He's a really good college player, in my opinion. I think he's someone that we probably could have rotated in.
Sure.
But he's probably good enough to start at SMU. And I think that's what he's looking at.
Well, you saw, I mean, some guys have gone to SMU and been, look, Elijah Roberts went over there and he balled out of control. So I think that, you know, it's going to be. What was the question here? Does Hill allow for Powell to go full time safety? That's a good question.
He's talking about bringing Deion.
Yeah,
does that push him now back?
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I mentioned earlier. I think it gives us an opportunity to have all three of those guys in Brown, Daryl Porter, and Deion Hill on the field at the same time. And then, like you said, have Powell Roman in the back in center field a little bit more. With Jaden Harris. So yeah, I think it does. I think it does, but they can still change it up because you've got some talent at safety also with some of the other guys that are there, Markeith and apparently Ike Taylor's been playing really well. I know there's a couple of guys Zaquan. I can't believe I missed Zaquan. You know, has developed really nicely. We all know that he's gonna have a word on what happens at that safety position. So yeah, I mean, but still, I think it gives us an opportunity to be a little more versatile there. Absolutely. And then, of course, last but not least, Ja'Kari Brown. I think this was kind of a no-brainer for him. He goes to a situation where he's going to end up being the starter because I know KJ Jefferson's having some legal problems there, right? He got in trouble or some shit. I don't know what the hell happened. But it was wide open for Ja'Kari to say, sign me up. I'm close. I'm still close to, you know, my home, Miami. But I'm
closer to Valdosta.
Close to Valdosta as well. So, you know, it's a P4.
There was a couple of people in on it, and he snubbed a lot of, just from talking to them, he snubbed a few schools. That
I bet he did, but, you know.
That's how it is.
I mean, they're building a good program over there.
Yeah, well, they have to, man. They got no choice.
Transfers, yeah.
They got no choice.
Aren't they part of the Big 10 or Big 12?
They're Big 12.
Big 12.
And they've added Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah this year to their schedule.
Yep. Yep,
They play Florida too this year.
It's gonna be fun to see UCF with Ja'Kari Brown to see what he's made of over.
Yeah, and this is the type. Like, UCF is very much in. I mean, you know, but probably shouldn't be talking the way all of our athletic teams are playing at this current juncture.
Yeah, right.
In the spring, but they are very much in danger, as Blue said, with the upgraded teams in.
Oh yeah.
In
the facilities.
Big 12, Colorado's going back in there as well.
Play them there this year.
Yeah, but if UCF does not start getting kids like Ja'Kari Brown, they're going to become a doormat.
No doubt.
Because, like, they're already kind of there in basketball. They joined that conference, obviously, in basketball, too. And
they did beat Kansas, though.
They did, and then they lost a lot of other. They lost to Miami, so that's much worse. And then they were one of the few. And so, you know, this is – I would expect them to continue to be active. And frankly, I don't think he's the last Hurricane player we're going to see make that trek up the turnpike. Cause you know, we recruit the same players. They'll have the relationship out of high school, you know, maybe, you know, out of high school, if they're higher A, they might go to Miami or Florida or Florida State. If it doesn't work out, as we all mentioned, it's a Big 12 school. Now it's another P4 program in state that, you know, would probably take them and have room for them. So
yeah,
I think, you know, a lot of the people that you know transfer out of Miami, Florida, Florida State will end up at UCF in the coming years, just because it makes sense for them. It's still local.
Their schedule is pretty damn good. So
yeah, no, it's they're gonna play all of the big
Oklahoma State and Iowa State and Kansas State, and now, like I said, their first year in the Big 12, the two Arizona schools, Utah and Colorado, they all play them.
Yeah, so it's an attractive option for kind of as a secondary school if you don't make it at one of the big three. You know, there's a fourth Power Four conference team in state, so I think it's going to be happening a lot more frequently. And you know, eventually, Lashley's going to run out of kids that he to pull into SMU from here, and some of those will probably end up at UCF too.
That's going to be funny. But it could happen. It could, and it will. And people still go to FIU and FAU and all that stuff too. So
yeah, but FIU and FAU is almost like UCF is in a power conference. They're just, you know, they're still not locally. You know, they can do whatever they can say whatever they want. You know, it is the big three them, and but the then them is now a much more attractive them than it was before. Even when they were, you know, going undefeated, they were still not playing major conference football on a week in, week out basis. Blue said, "You want to go
now
play
now? They go undefeated, and they'll be in the
playoffs. Yeah. No, they'll be in that. It's expanded playoffs, which we haven't really talked about. But no. But now you're playing at Colorado, Arizona, as we'll say, Utah. These are major programs, major stadiums. These are the, you know, this is why you want to play big time college football, even when they were, you know, going undefeated, legitimately one of the best teams in the country. We can make fun of them for claiming fake national champions because it's absurd." But they were definitely a top five team. Like, this is one of the best. But you're still week in, week out. You're playing like USF, and you're playing, you know, you're not playing these big pro. Now they are
playing East Carolina.
Yeah, and which are not bad programs, but they're not that same level as what they're going to get to play now. So
although like Houston and I mean like their big rival Cincinnati, and Cincinnati wasn't terrible.
Yeah, but this will be a step up for you know the caliber of kid they can now attract. So.
Sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's pipelines out of the other big threes in the portal going into UCF.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
No doubt.
We're probably gonna have some more of this next week again because
We're not done yet.
Yeah, so shoot. Something to know. Wednesday is the last day for any player to enter his name to send in the papers to enter a transfer portal. After Wednesday, it'll start getting real interesting because, look, you still had some spring games this past weekend, so you'll still see some guys entering the portal within the next couple of days. And that could really change what Miami does with some of the, you know, the last couple of players that they're looking to bring in. I'd like to kind of find out exactly what that exact number is. I know some people posted it was 76 or 85, or we're at 85 right now, exactly. I don't know what the
exact number is. No, I think they still got to be over.
Yeah, I'm thinking that they still have to get rid of at least four or five more guys. So I'd be interested to see what happens within the next week or so. You'll probably get a lot more movement from us having guys that leave. And then you still got three or four players that Miami's still looking at to do that. So could get interesting here. Yeah. So we've got a lot to talk about the next couple of weeks. Then we go into summer. And then we'll please. I don't want to talk about baseball anymore. Hopefully, baseball's done by then too.
It's got a few more weeks left. There will be no a few more weeks. We'll see if that, you know, they're on the line of making the ACC tournament. Might extend us a week out, but games on deck tomorrow. Going to be a fun show.
Yeah, but what will be fun is Formula One hitting the apex. So you got the Miami.
Yeah, that's coming. Yeah,
home.
Yeah.
Miami GP this weekend. Big weekend in Miami this weekend.
And my boys are bringing in the new livery, so I'm excited about that. Hopefully, they bring Adrian Newey with them. But that's for tomorrow.
Yeah,
I do have one my show and tell for the week. Let me go get it.
Okay. Well, while Blue does that, we will. You know, Jazz night tomorrow. Kane's on deck. We will thoroughly break down the one hit that Miami got on Sunday. It actually scored a run. It was a home run. No, it didn't. It didn't kind of keep up with, you know, the 17 runs that Georgia Tech scored, but
not quite. By the way, I really like this. It's show and tell time with Larry Bluestein.
Besides my Steven Strasburg signed San Diego State baseball.
Ooh. What are you even wearing that shirt? You should.
Yeah, why are you wearing it? You should frame it.
What for? That guy's a bum.
This is this week's. 1986 FSU Miami.
Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. We have technology.
Yep.
There you go.
Look, wow. Look at that beauty.
One of the greats on the cover.
Great condition, too.
Yeah.
Is that Mr. Jerome?
Yes.
There it is. I like that.
That's pretty nice.
Nick, I'll be getting more stuff out. I got plenty of them. This is when Jerome Brown, all these guys like this. All these greats of the game. Here, give me technology again.
Honestly, this is like the best. Give me technology.
It's using my words against me.
Listen, see, we have two shirts.
There's Jerome Brown on the top.
There's Blades, right? Benny Blades up there.
I think I saw Mike Lerman in there too. So.
Wow. Listen, I think this is the best part of the show. Show and tell with Blue.
We're going to get it sponsored.
Yep. Wait, I got to write this down. One shirt has to say, give me the technology. All right. That's Blue. And then the other one is, I don't know if you can tell, but we don't show prep. All right.
That's right.
I don't know if you can tell, but we don't show prep.
That makes me laugh every single time in the intro. I hope we never have to record another intro because
No, that's too much. That's
I hope we don't have to record another intro too because I have to do the work.
No. It doesn't get any better than that.
Although, if Blue's show and tell time becomes a regular segment, we'll need an intro for it.
Enough stuff for it.
A little drop in. I'm gonna have to build one out.
For the life of this show, you've got enough stuff for the whole entire.
For a life of a bunch of shows.
The entire network.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you guys want to hear some really good stuff, tune in tomorrow at 8:35 on 560 WQAM.
That's right. My boy's on.
My boy Jazz is on with Blue. So that's
8:35 tomorrow night. Jazz Santana. We're gonna rehash everything we talked about.
we can't do show and tell. Damn it, it's radio.
No show and tell. But we'll bash the Hurricane. No, I mean we'll talk Hurricane football.
Oh man, that'll be fun. Anyways,
Yeah, and then nine o'clock is the Formula One show hitting the apex tomorrow. It's Miami GP this week, so
yes, that's
your local race. You guys got tickets or what?
I'm in DC, so I'm not going.
How come you guys do this damn show every week and you can't get credential to the damn one?
I did get credential the first.
You don't know how hard it is. Oh my god, Vish had to write a novel.
But you do it year round. It's not like you don't do it.
I know.
Their standards for getting credentials are like insane.
Cam the damn PR guy?
Oh no, we get a response. It's that your thing has been denied. So no,
Vish has to write a novel to get it, which
I did get credential the first year it was there. I'm in DC this weekend anyway, so I wasn't down there.
It's not really that fun to be credentialed, but
honestly, I didn't. You know what? This is what they don't tell you. So Jazz went as a fan. Yeah. I went credentialed. I didn't see the cars
at all
because you can't actually cover a race from the stands.
Yeah,
because you see a car drive by 200 miles an hour. So what you end up doing is actually sitting in a media center with a bank of like TV screens.
Oh, there
giving you all of like the data on it, and then you do get to interview the drivers and stuff, which is obviously cool. But like the actual racing part,
you don't want to see the cars. Yeah,
you don't see the cars. You don't hear the cars. You don't know what's going on with the cars.
You must be really somewhere if you can't hear the cars.
Well, it's inside the bowels of the football stadium.
Oh, okay.
Basically,
because I went to the Daytona 500 and sat on one of the banks. Holy grit! I make great use of those earplugs, man. Holy Christmas!
It's loud out there. It's fun.
It is set up exactly how you would do if you wanted to like cover a race from a computer, because it's like there's monitors everywhere, so like all the data. You know the delta between the drivers and how it's and all the stuff you would do to include in like, but you don't see the cars.
It's also very expensive. It's the second most expensive ticket in all of F1, behind only another American spot, Las Vegas. Right.
Las Vegas, yeah.
So they charge you $2,000 for a ticket or what?
I mean, depends on where you're at, but the average ticket is like $1,200 or something crazy.
Jesus.
Like yeah, no, it's insane.
No thanks.
It's like it's Vegas, Miami, and I think Monaco. Was right after
in Vegas is run like 4 a.m. or something, didn't it? Vegas it was like at midnight.
Vegas is a shit show.
Yeah.
Anyways,
sure then we have Buckets Wednesday. Right. On Wednesday, I think we're gonna have Jasmine Roberts on from the women's team.
Oh, nice, awesome, sweet. Subscribe to the Five Reasons Canes podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you check us out on YouTube as well as Five Reasons Canes Network. Subscribe there. Hit the like button. We need your support there as well. And of course, on Twitter at Six Rings Canes, you can check us out there. We will be bringing you some exciting stuff coming up in the next weeks. The transfer portal is great, man. It's great for business. Let's keep it going. And then, of course, Buckets. You got F1.
And the weekly show and tell is going to become really a staple.
Okay. Well,
show and tell with Blue is going to be the best.
I'll say this: not only is the portal good for you know business because it gives us something to talk about. Like, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we're building a legitimate football team.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to see what's going
on. It's been a while since you can look and be like, hey, that, you know, multiple positions where you're like, yes.
proceed tempered expectations. Proceed with caution.
I mean, it's Miami. I'm looking at playoff tickets right now. So
nice. I like that. I like that. I'll take it. Anyways, look. Right now we're projected. What are we projected? 11. We're actually projected.
Into the playoffs. If you
11's in the country.
Yeah. Well, number 11, the 11th seed in the playoffs.
Wow.
Right now. So.
Yeah.
Which yeah, it's Cam Ward, baby. It's Cam Ward.
Well, again, we have
he's projected to be in the Heisman race and like the top 10 pick this year. I mean, come on now, baby.
There's a legitimate there's buzz because the players are bringing her it's a step up. I will say
we had a couple of good home games, so that'd be good.
We benefited from the Pac-12's implosion because we took a running back and a quarterback off the two teams that got skipped out and didn't land anywhere. So.
That's true.
And we got to play one of their lesser teams, so that's okay. So
there it is. Yeah. Yeah, no, we have a good home schedule. That's right. Get your tickets. We got FSU and Virginia Tech at home.
That's right. That's right. Already got mine. Ready to go. Yep. Anyways, we'll see you guys next Monday. Take it easy.
At 8:30.
Yes.
Hopefully. Hey. All right. I was stuck.
You're doing it in a suit next time.
I mean, I started in a suit, and then I was like, oh, we're still waiting for everything. I can get out of this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yep. Next week, 8:30. Yes, Blue.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save